You know, when this began to happen in my life, I must have been come upon by the Spirit, because I prayed three things. I didn't have sense enough to pray. He had to have prayed them. One, I prayed and remember praying, Lord, don't ever let me go back. Don't ever let me back up. In fact, I prayed, if I ever try to back up, if I ever try to get out of what I'm getting into, whatever it is, don't answer my prayer. If I ever pray a prayer contrary to the one I'm praying now, don't answer it. Now, that'll lock you in, you see. It fixes you up. And the second thing I prayed was, let me see whatever this is, because, you know, we weren't discussing it then, even enough to get in a fuss over it. I mean, God began to do a work in me before I knew what to call it. You know, we're so divisive and so sensitive now, if you don't call it the right thing, forget it, you know. Well, frankly, I'd rather hear somebody call it the wrong thing and have the right thing than call it the right thing and not have anything. I mean, we're altogether too sensitive about religious terms. I cried help, and God understood and gave me what I didn't even know to ask for. That's good of God, isn't it? Baffled by unalleviated suffering. Baffled by unanswered supplication. Any of you been praying a prayer God's not answering? Well, if you haven't, you will. I can't get him to listen to some of the best suggestions I've got. Unanswered. Unanswered supplication. I've written in one of my Bibles, we're so weak, so ignorant, so blind, that did not God in his mercy refuse some of the things we plead for, we would be ruined by our own request. I prayed for something one time for 6 months, passionately. I tried every tool I'd ever learned about how to manipulate God. You know, believe it was when it wasn't so it could be. Thank him for it before it came so he'd be obligated to give it. I tried everything. He didn't do it. And it took 6 months for me to find out if he had have done it, it would have ruined me completely. Isn't that something? Folks, I don't know about you, but I'm just as grateful for some of the prayers God didn't answer as for some he has.
He's right.
Now, he had another problem. He not only had the bafflement of unalleviated suffering and the bafflement of the matter of his own prayers being unanswered, but he knew something he couldn't tell. Now, I don't know how many... You know, I'm a little uneasy. I skip across some lines denominationally, and I'm a little sensitive about this because of the sensitivity of people. You know, I can almost tell a Baptist because he'll sit in the group and he'll say, oh my goodness, I've got a problem. I don't know whether this fellow's a Methodist, Episcopalian, or a Presbyterian, you know. And it takes a little while for us to ease up. Baptists are the worst in the world. But... I mean, it's a good thing we're not going to run heaven. We'd have it divided before the week was out. You know, Eastern heaven, Western heaven, Northern heaven, Southern heaven. Have it so organized, folks couldn't enjoy it. But, you know, the first thing we think that we ought to do when God tells us something is run off and tell everybody we can find. This frustrated Baptist preacher to death for God to tell him something and then say, don't tell anybody. The bafflement of unrepeatable revelation. My, my. Saw things unlawful for a man to utter. Heard things not legitimate for a man to share. How about that? Let me tell you something. God will tell you some things that are for no other purpose than to prepare your character to suffer quietly in the name of Jesus. When by speaking, you might deliver yourself illegitimately. Just hush and hurt. You learn more about the Savior in 30 minutes of hurting than you will in 30 days of happiness. And I'm absolutely convinced, folks, I can't tell you why I believe this, but I believe that God is moving today to get God's people ready for days of suffering. And if he doesn't do it, we'll not even have a point of reference. Most people are going to break down and run off. Bafflement.